You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Derek Bournemouth have found it incredibly difficult to cope with the injuries to key personnel this season. They've conceded 10 goals in their last two Premier League games, away at Manchester City and at home against Tottenham Hotspur. You've mentioned the Capital One Cup result midweek. They got beat at Liverpool by a goal to nil. Southampton, they're without Sadio Mane, which is a big loss for them. But Bournemouth are struggling at the moment. They're going only one way, Derek.
Well, they are struggling because they're missing their big players. But they're going to a Southampton side that's missing their one big player in my eyes. And everything I said about Everton at 1-2 applies equally to Southampton at 4-7. They're not good enough, Southampton, to be backing it at 4-7, even with Bournemouth coming to town. It's a bit of a local derby as well, you could argue. There's mileage in Bournemouth at 5-1. I watched them in midweek, and you know, I mentioned earlier that Liverpool were poor. I was actually quite impressed with Bournemouth, even though they played a load of second stringers. I thought they looked a tidy side, and you know, it was a midweek Capital One Cup match, so it doesn't really matter. But 5-1, I think you don't get many bigger prices than 5-1, you know, in the Premier League this season. Bookies have woken up to the fact that there isn't a decent side in the Premier League. So all those 20-1 quotes and 14-1 quotes you get a few years ago, they've gone. Mm. In fact, the biggest you'll see probably is Norwich at 10-1 this weekend at Man City. I don't think you'll see anything bigger than that this season. So Bournemouth, you go to a Southampton side, shorn of their best player, a Southampton side that still haven't convinced me. I think there's a bit of mileage in Bournemouth there, 5-1. I really do. I'm going to go for the away win here.
Okay, Bournemouth 5-1. Shock there from Derek, Mr. Phelps.
Yeah, I think it's more likely that 5-1 is the scoreline, to be fair. Southampton winning it. And that's what it's been, you know, recently for Bournemouth, hasn't it? So there's two successive 5-1 defeats in the Premier League. The truth of the matter is that the manager has to start changing his tactics. Did he change his tactics much against Liverpool?
Yeah, he did. Very tight. Camp round about. Maybe he was preparing for this game, but yeah, they didn't give anything away.
Well, that's interesting, because I thought that's what they should have done in both those games, and they didn't. Now, going to Southampton, maybe he will try that. I'm a lot more impressed with Southampton latterly than Derek is. I think, you know, against Liverpool, I think they didn't toy with Liverpool, but it always seemed to me like they had Liverpool within their grasp. Even when Liverpool went one up, it didn't take them long just to equalise. And I just felt like Southampton would always react to what Liverpool did. I think they're an exceptionally well-organised team after that early season blip. I think they all know their jobs. They all seem to, you know, do exactly what the manager asked them to. In Pelé, at home, they've got a fantastic striker. I know DK heard that stat about it. I think he's had the most shots on goal in the Premier League. And he scored five of those shots. It's not a brilliant strike rate, but I think, you know, this is a sort of team who we can't get chances against. Obviously, you know, before the other night, successive players have scored hat-tricks against Bournemouth, haven't they? Raheem Sterling scored a hat-trick, of course, and then Harry Kane got three against them. So I think, you know, I think a good centre-forward can get some change out of this Bournemouth defence. I think it'll be tighter, though. You know, in midweek, I went for Southampton to beat Villa at under 2.5 goals, so I just thought they would own the game. I thought they would run the game and Villa wouldn't have too much ambition about winning it themselves because of the predicament they're in. I think the same here. I think Bournemouth will try and be tighter. I think the fact that they're tighter means they won't be able to attack as much and they won't have as many chances as they themselves had against, like, the likes of Man City and Tottenham. So I like the Southampton to win an under 2.5 again, and I also like Pelé to get on the score sheet. So, but hey, Pelé to score in a Southampton win might be worth a look. Probably only about 6-4, though, is it?
Yeah, it's 11-8 at the moment, Lee, yeah. And we're recording this slightly earlier than usual. I presume that's going to be one of the headline offers, which would be nice. Graziano Pelé to score and Southampton to win.
Remember the other week when I talked about Sanchez, and we the same thing there. We didn't have the headline offer for Sanchez to score in an Arsenal win, and it was around that price, wasn't it? And when it came out as a headline offer, they put it out at 5-2.
Yeah.
Which we were amazed at. It was a huge increase in price from, you know, from around 11-8, 6-4, might to 5-2. So if you do get anything like that for Pelé to score in a Southampton win, I think that's well worth a look.
No, I agree. He has had a league-high 36 shots this season, Graziano Pelé, and historically all his scoring has come at St Mary's as well. If you're looking at Lee's bet of Southampton to win and under 2.5 goals, that's in the market at 13-5. Here with William Hill. Happy with that, 13-5, Lee?
Yeah, I take that. Again, yeah, you're always running the risk of them scoring three. I think that's the risk you've got against Bournemouth at the minute, especially if they do go a bit more defensive. But yeah, I'll take that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.